Tuala Martin joins us now for the business news.
Thanks, Justin. The central bank forecasts continued strong growth in demand and employment. Its quarterly economic bulletin suggests the economy has largely shaken off the worst effects of the COVID-19 crisis. It says economic activity is back to pre-pandemic levels, but inflation looms large. We're joined by Mark Cassidy, Director of Economics and Statistics at the Central Bank of Ireland. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Fatula.
There's plenty in this first quarterly bulletin of the year to discuss, but I'd like to begin with the hot topic affecting most economies, inflation. We're seeing a surge in demand, supply bottlenecks and a rise in energy prices. How will it affect our own economy and when do you expect it to ease?
That's right, and I think anybody listening this morning will have experienced firsthand the rising costs and prices that we've seen, particularly for household energy prices, which are up by around a third, but also transport costs, rents and some other goods and services. So our expectation is that we will begin to see a reduction in inflation from the second half of the year. That's based on an expectation that many of the pandemic-related pressures that are affecting global supply chains and energy prices will reduce. But on the other hand, there has undoubtedly also been emerging evidence of a pickup in domestic price pressures. And we do expect that these will strengthen due to, for example, higher household spending, the pass-through of higher production costs and tightening labour markets. So our forecast is we think inflation will fall from its current high levels. We think it will average around 4.5% this year. And we think that over 2023-2024, it will average around 2.25%, so above pre-pandemic levels, but below the current high levels.
And Mark, if there is to be a military conflict in Ukraine, that's likely to push up gas prices further here. Would that add to inflationary concerns and maybe push back when you expect inflation to ease?
I think it would. I think uncertainty surrounding Russia's intentions in Ukraine has already been one of the main factors driving higher international gas prices and therefore affecting prices for electricity and gas that households and businesses are having to pay here. So essentially, the strong economic recovery and extreme weather conditions have depleted stocks of natural gas in Europe, making Europe even more dependent on imports from Russia. And anything that calls into question the availability of these supplies from Russia will put further upward pressure on prices that are already very high. More generally, I think if there was to be a Russian invasion of Ukraine, it would also have spillover effects, broader negative effects on sentiment and growth in European economies.
Your former boss, Philip Lane, who's now the chief economist with the European Central Bank, said the bank would tighten policy if inflation was above its target. Inflation hit 5% last month, the highest on record for the euro area, and the ECB sees it dropping back under 2% in the fourth quarter. Is that overly optimistic, though?
Well, I think I think for the same reasons that we think inflation will fall, I think the ECB also has that expectation. I think many of the pandemic-related pressures are expected to ease as economies normalise. And inflation at the moment in Europe is high at 5%. But what is important for the ECB, as it has continually stressed, is the medium-term outlook. And the current forecast is that inflation will fall below 2% in both 2023 and 2024. And in 2023. And the ECB, therefore, it does expect that interest rates will remain at their present or lower levels until those conditions exist for inflation to stabilize at that 2% over the medium term. I think at some point, interest rates will increase from current low levels, but that will depend on the medium term outlook for inflation. And at the moment, that is for inflation below 2% next year.
The quarterly bulletin has very positive forecasts when it comes to employment. Can you talk us through it?
Well, given what the economy has been through over the past 2 years, the performance of the labour market has been quite remarkable. And indeed, the number of people in employment is now at a record high level. The latest figures show almost 150,000 more jobs compared with just before COVID, with particularly strong female employment growth. There are some caveats to that. A lot of the increase in employment has been driven by temporary or part-time employment that may not be sustained. The figures still include a large number of workers who are still benefiting from government supports. But the fact remains that the employment picture remains very positive. Employment is continuing to increase in a number of sectors, and we are expecting an additional 167,000 net new jobs over the next 3 years. And we think the unemployment rate will fall below 5% by 2024.
You mentioned female labour force participation. It's at its highest level on record in Ireland. What's driving that?
Well, that has been a very interesting phenomenon, a very welcome phenomenon. The participation rate is up to 65% now. As you say, that's the highest in record. The number of females in employment has increased by 90,000 over the last 2 years, and around 56% has been in full-time employment. The largest increases have actually been in higher skilled sectors like professional financial services, education. So we're unclear on the reasons. It might be that higher earnings in those sectors has attracted more females, but it may also be the attraction of more flexible working arrangements. And that would be an important development with an eye to the future and the size of the future labour force. But as I say, we don't at the moment have enough information, but it is a welcome development, particularly as the experience of some other countries, not all, but the experience of some other countries has been the opposite, with a drop in female participation during COVID.
Thank you very much, Mark Cassidy, Director of Economics and Statistics at the Central Bank of Ireland.